Hopefully some of you met somebody new, and hopefully you heard some amazing things about God, too. Does anyone want to just yell out their amazing thing? Yes, Caleb Fox. Deep Cove. When you, like, hike Quarry Rock, you think, wow, that's amazing. Yeah, God created all of that. That's very cool. Anyone else? Something amazing. Your children and grandchildren. Yes. I can't say that I've seen that or experienced that, but I've seen newborn babies, and I think that would be amazing. I don't know. I agree. Any others? Yes. Snakes and snails. Yes. Those are amazing. I agree. Okay. Anyone else? The Northern Lights. Yeah. Yeah. The volcanoes, yeah. You know, as we were looking at all of these amazing things this week, it was really cool to set up the foyer and to see our kids trying to figure out, okay, what are we talking about? What are we talking about on that first day? And they came to this idea that, yeah, God is awesome. And yeah, God did create all of those things. And it was awesome to hear the kids speaking out loud. God has control over nature. And God has control over circumstances, and as Dave Alton learned, he has control over Surrey as well, because he said, God has control over Sir, and some kid yells out, Surrey! And he's like, yes, that is an S word. Circumstances, and God has control over death, and God defeated death, and he defeated our sin, and he brings us into new life. And so our God is so amazing. And this morning, as I was writing this message, there was kind of one moment in my life that I thought I was totally filled with awe. And it was 3 years ago now. It was in a July. It was during the Celebration of Lights here in North Van. I was supposed to go to the Celebrations of Lights downtown with my friend Crystal, and it was like raining, like unbelievable rain, not Vancouver rain, unbelievable rain. And so we bailed, and we hung out on her patio. You remember this, right? And the fireworks then, if you're in North Van, aren't very big. They're like boom, 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 and you're like, oh, that's cool. But it was raining, and the sun was setting, and all of a sudden, like, boom, 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 like thunder and lightning came across the sky. And for like half an hour, it was like man was trying to do it, and he was like boom, 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 and then God was like womp, 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 because God was like, yeah, you think that's cool? And I can remember sitting there with Crystal, just being stunned and in awe of who God was, and all of our efforts, all of our man-made, which are really cool. I like fireworks. I think they're great. That night, I thought the fireworks were really well done. I think it was South Africa. I'm not bashing South Africa. They did a great job. But it was cool that God was so much bigger, and God was so much more amazing, and God had so much more control. And it was like he was saying, I'm right here. Look at me. Don't look at that. Look at me. And that is what filled me with awe years ago. And I felt that same feeling of awe this week as I looked out at our kids, as they worshiped, as they served, as they learned new things about God. It was that very same feeling that, like, look at me. That's me. It's God. I did that. And he is so amazing and so cool. I want to give you a couple examples. One is just this space filling with worship. On Monday morning, as the kids come in, they're a little uncertain, there's a little bit of fear, they're really quiet, they're like, what are we supposed to do? But by Thursday, they're like, we own this place, there's like a freedom. And when we turn on the worship music on Thursday, the kids just were like yelling it out, and they were singing Our God. They were singing, Our God is greater and stronger and awesome in power, Our God is healer. You know the song, you can sing it with me. I don't know. We were singing the chorus of that song, and I was thinking about the circumstances in my life and the circumstances in our church family, and I just started to cry. And I was like, yes, this is our declaration this week, that this is who our God is. He is bigger. He is bigger than any circumstance we find ourselves. He is more awesome and more powerful than anything that comes our way, and he is in control of all things. So that was worship. The second thing that amazed me this week that left me feeling in awe was our kids. That makes sense because it's a kids' week. But three specific groups of kids. This week we were raising money for Caden Smith. As he starts school in the fall, he's going to need some help. And so we had come alongside Andrew and Megan, and we're just raising some funds for them so that they could get him started. And our kids loved this idea. They were like, yeah, we can do that. And, you know, some years we raise funds by saying, go home and ask mom and dad. But this year, I thought, you know, I'm going to really push this idea that you guys are kids who can create a way, a sustainable way to raise funds for someone else. And so three groups of kids came back to me on the last day of summer jam and said, we raised $75, we raised $85, we raised $60. And I was like, wow, how did you do that? Like, I don't know that I could raise $75 in a week, kind of, you know, spur of the moment. And these kids had set up lemonade stands, and one had done a bake sale, and one had made these keychains out of beads. And they had really gotten behind this project, and they had knocked on their neighbor's door, and they had asked and really believed that God loved Caden enough, that God had a plan to supply for Caden. And so I was so proud of their servant heart. I was so amazed at how God had poured out his love into them and how they wanted to pour that out into somebody else. By the end of the week, we had raised just under $900 for Caden. And so our kids amazed me, like amazed me. This third story was one I just heard last night. I sent out a Facebook. I was like, does anyone have a cool God story? And I got a whole bunch of responses. It was very neat. I could talk all day about just the stories. But the third one was from the Bible Senior Center. And on Thursday morning, we were talking about how God has power over sin and death and how God brings us into eternal life with him. It was really just a great topic. God is victorious. Jesus is victorious. And Lynn Gunther, who was leading that day, she said, you know, there was this one group of kids, and it was like kid A would ask a question, and then she'd go to answer it, and some other kid would already jump on it. Like, oh, well, I know the answer to that. It's such and such and such and such and such and such. And that would prompt more questions. And then some other kid would go, oh, yeah, that's like this. Here's a Bible verse that I can tell you. And she said this discussion went on for a period of time. And she just stood back and looked at these kids sharing the love of Jesus with one another. She thought, they actually know this stuff. They don't need me. And she was amazed at how God had worked through the lives of our kids to tell other kids about Jesus. Now, I don't know this for sure, but on Friday morning at the closing session, Dave Alton came to me, and he had led the Bible Center that day, and he goes, Linda, some kid became a Christian today. And I just wonder if that kid came to Christ to know who Jesus was because of this discussion that had happened the day before, that his peers were saying to him, you know, this is why Jesus loves. This is how that works. This is how we enter into relationship with God and Jesus. And I was amazed that God was like, leaders, you can get out of the way because I've got this covered and our kids can speak out truth. I was amazed at how God spoke through them to their peers and to their friends. And I know that that's not going to stop when they leave this building. It's going to go out into their schools and their neighborhoods, and God is going to speak powerfully through these kids to anyone that will listen. And so I was amazed at how God was at work, that God brought kids into his kingdom this week, that God touched and transformed lives, and God really shaped this week for his glory and for his plans and purposes. Isn't God good? So just like I asked my leaders for stories and they came flooding in, I want to encourage you as adults in this community to ask. Ask the people who were leaders this week, the people you saw up on the stage dancing, say, hey, what was cool for you? What changed in your heart? What was God transforming in the hearts and lives of our kids? Because they want to share. They want to know that people care. And I know that you guys care. I know that you guys have been praying. And so we just want to thank you. And we thank all of our leaders, and we thank all the kids, too, for coming out. It was a great week. Now I'm going to switch gears just a smidge, not tons, but a little bit. This week, we were learning a verse, a memory verse, from Psalm 147. And if the kids know it with me, they can say it with me, okay? I'm going to do the actions because I've got a headset and it's kind of fun. Okay, so it says, great is the Lord, his power is mighty, there is no limit to his understanding. Psalm 147, 5. And it's like you're high-fiving somebody. Thanks, Charlotte. And so that was our verse for the week. And it's kind of fitting that we were looking at a psalm this year. It comes in the mail with the curriculum. I don't pick what our theme verse is going to be. But I know that in this season, as a church, we've been looking at the psalms. We've been walking through the psalms, and our theme for this season is finding your voice in the psalms. And so it's been really fun that our theme verse came from a psalm. Way back on our very first Sunday of this series, which was like June, I don't know, somewhere in there, Keith preached on Psalm 1, and he said that when we read the Psalms, we can chew on them, we can soak in them, we can make them our own, and that's how we find our voice, is as we meditate on them, as they become our own. That's the key. And so, since that sermon, I've tried to read Psalm 147 every day. Now, got to tell you, I didn't succeed, but I tried, and I would recommend the same for you, that as I read and reread and reread this psalm, I realized that there were things in here for me, and it was a psalm that I probably didn't know real well before this week of Summer Jam, but I do know it now, and so I want us to read it together, and I'm going to put the words up on the screen, I think, yes, and you guys are going to read the bold parts. And I'm going to read all the rest, okay? So it's not hard, I promise. You can do this. So let's start together. Psalm 147. Praise the Lord. How good it is to sing praises to our God. How pleasant and right it is to praise Him. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the scattered people of Israel. He heals those who have broken hearts. He takes care of their wounds. He decides how many stars there should be. He gives each one of them a name. Great is the Lord. His power is mighty. There is no limit to his understanding. The Lord gives strength to those who aren't proud, but he throws evil people down to the ground. Sing to the Lord and give thanks to him. Make music to our God on the harp. He covers the sky with clouds. He supplies the earth with rain. He makes the grass grow on the hills. He provides food for the cattle. He provides for the young ravens when they cry out. He doesn't take pleasure in the strength of horses. He doesn't take delight in the strong legs of men. The Lord takes delight in those who have respect for him. They put their hope in his faithful love. Jerusalem, praise the Lord. Zion, praise your God. He makes the bars of your gate stronger. He blesses the people who live inside you. He keeps your border safe and secure. He satisfies you with the finest wheat. He sends his command to the earth. His word arrives quickly. He spreads the snow like wool. He scatters the frost like ashes. He throws down his hail like small stones. No one can stand his icy blast. He gives his command and the ice melts. He stirs up his winds and the waters flow. He has made his word known to the people of Jacob. He has made his laws and rules known to Israel. He hasn't done that for any other nation. They don't know his laws. Praise the Lord. Okay. So like I said, I've read and read and read and reread this psalm all summer long. And when I first read it, I thought, wow, there's a lot in there, but I'm not sure there's very much that's for me. I don't know if you've ever read the scriptures and thought, okay, that's a good story, or that's some great text, but I don't know what's in there for me. And so I said, God, like, show me what's in here for me. And every day as I read, I felt like words were jumping off the page. This is a psalm of declaration and thanksgiving. It says who God is and what he's done for his people. And so as I was reading and I saw, like, he supplied rain for the people, I was like, well, I don't need rain. I live in Vancouver. Not a problem, but I do need a whole bunch more leaders. And so, God, I believe that if you can supply rain, then you can supply me with leaders, right? Like, that kind of makes sense in my mind. He provided for the people what they needed, and I thought about what I needed, and I thought, yep, that kind of fits. I'm going to put my words in there. He supplies leaders for Summer Jam. You know, it said that he provided food when the people needed food, and he supplied for their every need. Well, I know that God can supply me with my every need. I know that God can supply us with our every need. There's something really powerful about declaration. And this is a psalm of declaration. It says, God is like this. God has done. when we declare something negative over ourselves, we believe it. So if I'm tired and I say, I'm tired. I'm going to stay tired. I'm not going to get any different than tired because all I'm speaking is that same thing. But if I speak truth over myself and I say, I'm tired, but my God, he supplies energy. I'm tired, but my God, he's my strength. I'm tired, but my God is big enough and strong enough and powerful enough and more amazing than any circumstance. And so I know that my God can give me everything I need. Then my perspective shifts. And I'm no longer looking at the problem that I'm tired. And I'm now looking at my God who is bigger than that problem. When I say, I can't do it. I don't know how many years I have said on like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we should just cancel this event. Like, you know, to anyone who will listen. You know, I don't know that we should do this. It seems like a lot of work. There's a lot of things that are not coming together. And like, I could make 190 phone calls, right? Like, no problem. The kids just don't need to come on Sunday morning. But when I look at that problem, that I can't do this, or I can't, or we can't, or whatever, then my eyes are focused on the problem. But our focus should always be on the solution. And who's our solution? Jesus, God. And so as I read this psalm, I found myself focusing on God, focusing on my solution. And I found myself saying, yes, I need some of that protection that he talks about. Yes, I need some of that love that he is pouring out on those who are humble. Yes, I need some of that healing for my heart. Yes, I need some of that. And I receive the promises that I found in this passage. As we read the Psalms, we declare becomes our reality. So throughout the day, I would catch myself thinking, my God is great. There is nothing that is impossible for my God. You, God, have created everything. You know all the stars by name. You know all of our kids by name. I was just making this psalm my own, and I was finding my own voice in the midst of it. I think this is what we can do when we read the Psalms. Whether we find ourselves in great pain or we find ourselves in a place of joy, whether we find ourselves facing struggle or we find ourselves celebrating what God is doing, we know that there is truth about who God is and what he has done in the past. And when we face those circumstances that look impossible, all we need to do is remind ourselves that God has done the impossible before and he can do the impossible again. And so I want this psalm to be my heart's cry. I don't want to be thinking about the I can'ts. I don't want to be thinking about the it won't. I don't want to be thinking about the problems. But I want to be focusing on Jesus, who is my solution. Because God is great, and he's the one who touches and transforms us. And he's the one who is so good. So this week, I wanted our kids to get this vision for declaring who God is. And they didn't know necessarily that they were making a psalm, but we asked them who God is, what he means to you, and what he's done for you. And we put this together into a summer jam psalm. So I want to share that with you this morning, and just listen to the things that our kids are declaring in this place.
God is good. He can do anything.
You have not my God.
God is really powerful and he loves everyone.
God is great. He got saved.
He means the world to me.
What has God done for you?
He died for us and he provides for most people.
Always by your side, wherever you go.
Help me when I'm hurt.
When you're scared, just lean in.
He loves love. He made me not be scared when I was scared and when I was scared in the dark.
He has made me alive.
He did so much things.
He's given me a family, he's given me friends, food, my house, basically everything I have.
He's taking care of me. and he's made my life better. He's our Savior and died on the cross for us.
And what has he done for you?
He has saved my life.
He saves us.
God means eternal life to me.
He helped me when I was scared of the dark.
He means a lot of love to me. And he's helped my mom because my mom got rid of cancer.
I think that God has taken really good care of us.
I'll save you.
He's very helpful to us.
He forgives us. And he really loves us.
And his angels are dancing and everyone will worship
him. I fell. I hurt here. He healed it.
Did you pray to him?
Huh?
Did you pray to him and ask him for help?
So I want to leave you with an encouragement or a challenge that this morning as we worship, I want us to be declaring it, who God is. Declare who God is, who you know God to be, no matter what is going on in your world right now. Declare it as if it were the most true thing that you know it is, because it is truth that God is all of those things that our kids are saying. And I want us to remember wherever we go and whatever our circumstances that we have an awesome God and he fills us with his awesome power. I'm going to pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you that you are incredible and that you have taught us this week to focus on your amazing power and to just stand in awe of you. God, I just pray that as we worship you this morning, we would just own as truth to us the words that we're singing. God, I pray that as we read the Psalms this summer, that they would become so real and so true for each and every one of us. And that, God, you would be transforming our focus and transforming our hearts and transforming our minds. God, I thank you that you were in control of everything this week. God, I thank you that you are the one who poured out your spirit and who transformed the lives of our kids. And God, we just worship you with everything that we are. And so we lift up our hands and our voices and our hearts to you this morning. And we just worship. And we pray these things in your name. And all his kids said, amen.